Mike, along the way, when you get into this, mentors and people that either open doors for you in terms of their style or professionally, or help you out or listen to what you're doing, means so much. I mean, everyone knows, I've told everybody here, that Gil Santos, who for years did the Patriots, did Penn State for a few years, and I was the third guy. I learned so much just sitting there. Along the way, who is that kind of person for you? I mean, you have to be Mike Lang, but who is that person for you?
Well, I go back to really when I became really enthralled and was determined to be a broadcaster, and I was 9 years old. I just had it in my blood. That's what I wanted to do. Baseball was my choice at that time, and the San Francisco Giants had just moved west from New York, and listening to their broadcast and the great voice of Vince Scully when they arrived and became a part of the West Coast just piqued my interest so much. Another guy there who really probably had as much influence as anything would be Bill King, who did the San Francisco Warriors and used a great phrase in the Raiders of the American Football League and used a phrase, "Holy Toledo," and every time he did that, I just had chills go down my back in the moment of the game, and I said to myself even then, I said, I'm going to try and do some phrases. I want to do something if I get into it. And that's where it was kind of born. And then my first job, as it turned out, turned out to be in Phoenix, Arizona, and I couldn't have been a better place for me to start, because Al McCoy, who is still the most tenured broadcaster in the NBA, was there doing the hockey games, and I ended up actually getting a job working with him for the last half of the season in 71, and then he went to the Phoenix Suns, and when he did, I was able to move in and become a play-by-play broadcaster. He taught me so much about broadcasting, particularly, you have to realize, and you and I are a little fortunate in getting our feet wet and so much the radio side of it, but that's all there was at that time, radio. Mm-hmm. So you had to be pretty descriptive and be able to use your craft to convey what was going on. And so he taught me so much about how to do that and made me a better broadcaster. And then I was able to work my way. I thought I was going to go to San Diego my whole life. Got a job there in 73 doing hockey there with the Western Hockey League. And I thought that I would be there hopefully for baseball, too, to be a greedy guy, do both sports, but it didn't turn out that way. The World Hockey moved in, and that league went defunct, and I ended up trying to get a job, and I ended up in Pittsburgh. So it was a different trip for a guy that was a native Californian, five generation, everybody's back home still. I was the only one that ended up taking a covered wagon and going the other way.